Episode 208, August 24th, 2015.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is the Rob and Joe Show.
The Dave Chappelle and Louis C.K. of Fire Hall Comedy.
The Rob and Joe Show.
This is the racist Rob and racist Joe Show.
Some of their best friends are black.
The Rob and Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to the Rob and Joe Show.
Come on, everybody, let's get to the brainstorming.
I worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe Show.
The Rob and Joe Show.
Now on with the countdown.
With a combined 73 firings, if you count marriages in the Baltimore Comedy Factory, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Preseason game one, Joe, we did the post game for the Ravens, and they won in exciting fashion. The team looked awesome. Well, game two, no post game, no Joe Robinson, no Rob Mayer, no Tommy Simbazo, and the team got annihilated.
Coincidence? We control the universe.
Yeah, we control shit. So, hey, Ravens, you want to have a good season? Let's ramp up the post game show, okay?
How do they ramp it up? Other than doing it every week. You want to do a preseason? You think Joe Flacco wants to play every quarter of every preseason game?
I think it should be a four-hour post-game show. All wacky comedy bits. No music. No interviews of players. Starting with the third preseason game. And on. Welcome to the show, everybody. Wendy Townsend did the news this past week, didn't she?
She sure did. I went on and critiqued it.
Yeah, because remember we talked about that last week. I have yet to hear your critique. So can you give A, your real critique, and B, what you said on the air?
I'll say what I said on the air. I said it was good. Mm-hmm. And what do I think? It sounded like when I did it, it sounds like when Lowell does it. You know, you use your unique voice and you do it. And if you like that person, there were no major gaffes. She didn't call Coors Light last call Bud Light. You know what I mean? She didn't do that.
Right.
So it sounded exactly like it does when I do it. It sounds like it does when anybody other than Josh does it, which is this highly stylized news. So that's why it sounds so off. Does that make sense?
So she didn't have some sort of Wendy Townsend take on things. It was just,
I mean, well, she knows she did have a Wendy Townsend take, but it was done in her voice. And, you know, I mean, she sounds like I do when I do, you know what I mean? Like I do my own voice and my own take on it. She did her own, used her own voice and used her own take. And it sounds good. It sounds, what's the word I'm looking for? She sounds capable. But it does sound off because of what you're used to. And it's the same as when I do it, same as when anybody comes in and does it other than Josh. Because, again, it's a highly stylized news. Right. I'm sorry. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
He uses his own very, very unique style to do it. And since it's never replicated, it always sounds like it's not supposed to be there. Does that make sense?
Did she talk about anal sex at all?
No, she did mention it. I don't think she was allowed. Although she might have. You know, you never know with those news stories.
Because, you know, that's a big part of her act. A lot of references to that. I believe that her line is anal sex is God's condom.
That's pretty correct.
Pretty good line. Well, that's unfortunate. I was hoping that would be her take. All anal sex related news stories from Wendy Townsend.
But I guarantee you, I don't know. Who knows? Who knows if Rick even listened to it? I mean, I don't know if she got any feedback. I have no idea.
Well, I bet you that she's bumped up the ladder of who would fill in for Josh above you now.
Oh, you think?
Yeah. Well, I think they want to, you know, you want a female's voice if all things are considered even, because they lack one in the morning.
I
just,
yeah, I agree with that.
So get a little, and she has a better voice in general. So she trumps you in every voice.
Well, who doesn't have a better voice than me?
Very few people.
You're talking about for broadcasting?
Yes.
Well, Marcus has a better voice than all of us. Do you want him to do the Rob and Joe show? No. No offense, Marcus.
And I'm not the only one. got a message this week from someone who will go unnamed. I'm pretty sure this person has never met you, Marcus, but it was a very nice message. It was, don't want to critique the show, but just wanted to give a little feedback. I like the Rob and Joe show with Robbie. And I understand Marcus is helping you out with some audio. His show is sounding better, but I really don't want to hear his opinions on anything.
Oh. He talks for 30 seconds of an hour-long show. I don't even remember who you said it was. Who was it?
I'm not going to say
who it is. Come on, just say who it
was. I'm not going to say who it is.
Can you give me a hint so I'll remember who it was?
No, I'm not giving any hints because I like
this. No, but give me a hint that only I would know so I'll remember.
No, then I don't trust that you won't say it.
I will say it.
Right. I'm not giving any hints. I don't want to remember.
Let me rack my brain.
This was in confidence. This was in confidence. I didn't even tell this person that I was going to say this, but it did occur to me that it might be entertaining.
Do I know the person, Rob?
No, you don't know this person.
That's the only hint
I'm giving. I don't think that Marcus knows this person.
Robbie.
Why don't you think I know this person?
I've just never heard you mention this person. I've never heard you. This is a TMOS person. This is a person that's how they came to listen.
Oh, so they're a more broadcasting fan. So they've listened to
more than one show.
I'm sure they've heard the Omericast. I'm sure they've heard you on TMOS.
Who is it, Jeff?
They're familiar with your work, Marcus. So they have a big opinion on you. I think they went into
Rob
this
will get mad if I say who it is from Southern Virginia.
Joe, was it Steve Mermelstein?
I just said where they were from.
Don't stop, Joe. I really like
where are they from, Joe?
Rob will get upset if I say who it is.
No, it would be the wrong thing for me to do.
And that they're a couple that comes for insults.
Shut up!
Get mad about that.
What are you doing?
So, Rob, what did the Rooters have to say about me?
Oh my God! Is this happening? Well, now. Oh, this did not go. Thanks a lot, Joe.
Look, you didn't do it. You tried to tell it in confidence, and I just let it out there. Look, not everyone is for everyone, all right? Now, what is it that she hates about Marcus?
Now we know which one.
What is it that she hates about Marcus? Is it his voice, his opinions, or both?
Well, I mean, there's a lot to hate with Marcus. Let's be honest. So where do I start? Am I just going to read it? Is that what's happened?
Let's get it out there.
Well, ruin that friendship. Thanks a lot, Joe. This better be a fucking hilarious bit.
No. You didn't ruin the friendship. You tried to do it in confidence. Let her know I was the one that did it and that I'm sorry. Let her know I'm sorry. What if I agree with her? I mean, you know, it's life.
I will remain a loyal listener, obviously, and try to avoid cringing every time Marcus speaks.
Every time.
LOL.
Every time. Wow.
I can understand when you go to him for an opinion, but him just coming out of nowhere really throws me off, and it just makes it hard to listen to your show.
Oh, man. Marcus, you got to quit coming out of left field. You're losing listeners for us.
All right, I'll play in right.
And then I responded. I said, you're absolutely right.
Yes. Marcus barely says anything. I love it.
Thanks for the support, Rob. Appreciate it.
I said that we are – it's a new dynamic and we're working it out. And
I love them. I love those guys.
So do I. I love them too. They're awesome.
I had a great time. But that surprises me because honestly, like if something doesn't work, I usually have a pretty good read on it. Marcus barely says anything. Can you imagine?
She hates Marcus
so much that every time he opens up his mouth, she just gets like these douche chills and she's like, I can't do it anymore.
Well, there are people that hate us on 98 Rock that, well, you more so.
Oh, my God, me more than you.
Yeah, but just anytime you say something, oh, Joe, God, he's awful. So you have this pre.
Oh, of course, dude. I read the text. It takes a lot out of me to read it. When it's like, oh, Joe's on, I'm turning it off.
Yeah, so that happens. So that, there you go. You happy, Robbie? This is probably your dream scenario.
Oh, he loves it.
Great.
No, but they're cool. I like them, and I like Marcus. Sometimes you're just not somebody's cup of tea. It's all right. It happens sometimes.
Can I say that I like the Rooters a great deal? I think the two of them have been big supporters of More Broadcasting. They used to at least listen to Americast quite a bit, and I'm sorry that they don't like my voice on this show, but love you guys anyway. Peace out.
Oh, there's no way they're listening to Americast if they can't even take the 30 seconds of you talking on here.
Well, they used to, because I used to get they used to send me notes about the show, so I know they used to. I don't think they do anymore.
I wonder what you did to piss them off.
Well, there was at one point a Marcus and Mike O'Mara controversy. Maybe they just sided with Mike there. Is that possible, Marcus?
I don't know. It's hard to say. I know a lot of people came out in both camps, but it really didn't matter. I think it was just a big misunderstanding between the two of us. Mike and I worked it out. It's not a big deal.
Well, apparently she hasn't worked it out in her own mind.
Yeah, and now I've lost a friend, so all right. Good job. Good start to the show.
You didn't lose a friend. They love you.
How do I know? I love them too.
Hi, Laura.
Hey, let's just name one.
You know, it just makes me want to talk more now.
I know. This is definitely. I mean, we've lost a listener. How about that? There we go.
No, she's gonna keep listening, especially if her name is mentioned.
I would listen. Now I would listen more if you mentioned.
Oh
my name.
Of course. If you're talking about me, I'm gonna listen.
That's gold. Joe, you forgot your ex-wife's birthday.
I know. I feel so awful about that because I walked in and saw her that day.
Now, and you don't see her every day. So this is...
No.
So the fact that you were there, you're in the house. You probably celebrated, her birthday 20 times maybe over the years?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Listen, it's even worse. It's even worse. Here's why. Because I said to the kids had to go to work and Joey's car had a flat tire. So somebody had to pick him up. So on her birthday, when she had these big plans, I think they came, they got a limo, they took her to Howl at the Moon. I'm not kidding. Her friends, this really happened.
Oh, wow.
On that day, because she told me that the next day when they reminded me it was her birthday and I said, happy birthday. You know what I'm saying? The day late. She goes, yeah, they told me that the kids told me. So I said, hey, did you have fun? Blah, blah, blah. But on her actual birthday, I said, hey, can you pick the kids up?
So you pawned something off on her.
I tried to get her to pick up the kid. Now, she said, I can. I have plans.
Right.
And I had my dad go and get them because we had our fantasy football draft.
Right, right. Now, had you remembered every year since the separation?
I think I've remembered every year. In chat, Robbie's saying no chance he knows his birthday. Whose birthday are you talking about, Robbie? Katie's?
The 19-year-old you live with.
No, I don't know his birthday. I know Katie's is February 23rd. Anyway, continue.
But you haven't been getting gifts, have you?
I haven't gotten gifts. But,
not even a card?
No, but I've helped the kids get gifts. Now Joey drives, so I didn't, although I did give James my youngest money so he could get a gift and he owes me the money back.
What does she do on your birthday? Does she acknowledge it?
No. I mean, one time she got me a picture of the boys, you know what I mean? You know, framed or whatever. And then I think she helped them get gifts just like I helped. But yeah, no, we're not getting each other gifts. But forgetting it wasn't necessarily a dick move to forget it. It's not a great move. But it was a dick move to ask her to do something on her birthday. So I wish I had remembered that. I feel bad about that.
Well, I forgot my mom's birthday a few years ago because her birthday is June 2nd. And I was living with Todd at the time. I was living with Todd for a while, Todd Moore. And he dated a friend of ours, this girl, Lindsay, who would end up living with us. And her birthday was June 2nd. So I'd gotten accustomed to always remembering when her birthday was. Because Lindsay was there and we were going to be doing something. And then they broke up and I moved out or whatever. And then one year it was like June 5th. I was like, holy shit, how could I forget that? And I felt like crap, but you know, what's she gonna not love me anymore? She's my mom.
What did you mean you forgot? How did you remember? Did she call you and go, did you forget something?
No, she didn't. It just came to me one day. I was like, wait a minute. I didn't even acknowledge her birthday. I just remembered somehow. She never said anything. I mean,
how far away was it when you remembered?
I think it was within a week.
Ouch.
Yeah, I think the next day you're okay, but probably like June 10th or something, or June 7th.
Well, Robbie just told us in chat next Monday is Marcus's birthday.
Yes.
I think that's Laura's least favorite day of the year.
Maybe you'll get a gift. Maybe.
Marcus, are you still going to do the show next Monday?
That is my plan.
Yes.
I might be putting out a fiery bag of shit on my doorstep from Laura, but outside of that, no, I expect to be here.
That's going to be my birthday present to you.
Oh, what have we created? I never know what to say when a tragedy happens. You know, people on Facebook, they'll post father sick, pet died, grandmother died, whatever. And you know, people say stuff. And some people like the post, which is weird. But if they say something amazing about their life and it's some nice heartfelt thing, they like it, I guess, for that. But I had a friend of mine, she posted on Facebook that her grandmother had died. And, you know, people were saying stuff. So I don't know what to say, but I feel guilty because I've read it. So now I can't not say something because I have read it. So I can't, you know, claim ignorance. I didn't know. So I just wrote, hang in there. That's all I wrote.
How old was the grandma?
I have no idea. I mean, this person's probably...
I mean, that makes a big difference. If she's 90, then, you know, she's at death's door anyway. You know, there's nothing really to hang in there about. You might be sad, but, you know, what do you think was going to happen?
Yeah, well...
Did you like the comment?
No, I didn't like it. Did I like my comment to say hang in? No.
Oh, that's probably the worst thing you can do.
Is like your own comment. But see, I don't want to say... Because everyone says sorry for your loss, but that seems like that's the go-to. And I'm not going to say, you know, I'm praying for you and your family because I'm not going to do that. I don't pray. So that would be a lie. I don't want to do that. So there's got to be something better than hang in there.
I know what it is. Hey, I'm so sorry. If there's anything I can do, let me know. They're not going to ask. I just pulled that. You know, a friend, Erica's boyfriend, his dad just died. And I have a cursory relationship with him.
Sure.
So I send him a text. Sorry to hear about your dad. If there's anything I can do, let me know. I intend on doing nothing. There's nothing for me to do.
What if he asked you to do something?
I'd do it. But I mean, you know, I would think no. It'd be weird. You're going to go through a lot of friends before you get to me.
What if he asked you, can you handle, he'll pay for it, but can you handle flowers for the funeral?
I'd be like, what? I mean, that would be, that'd be crazy, right? I know this. The first person I'd call is Erica and be like, do you know what he asked me to do?
See, that would be fun if I'm him just to F with you. See, that's what I would.
Can I tell you something? Tell me if you think this is funny.
All right.
When he did his, the obituary, and it says where the viewing is, mm-hmm. What's it called, the wake?
Yeah.
They put clothing optional in there. I'm not kidding.
What? They said clothing optional?
Clothing optional. Not joking.
Where is it at?
It's at the bottom. You want me to try to find it? Hold on.
No. Where's the wake at?
It's at John Taylor Funeral Home in Annapolis.
Are they nudists or something?
No, I think they're just being hilarious.
Oh, okay. I've never been to a funeral.
What?
Yeah.
You've never been to a funeral?
No.
That's real. Do you know anybody your age?
What do you mean? Do I know anybody my age that hasn't been to a funeral?
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, it's not something I ask people, but I assume that's rare.
Oh, it's super rare.
Well, there's only three funerals that I would have gone to. Of people that died that were at all in my family or close. I've never had like a friend die. I had my grandfather die, but I was, I don't know, like 10 years old or something.
You didn't go?
I was in California. I don't think. No, I had my grandmother die also in California. And I had my other grandmother die about 3 years ago in Ohio. Didn't go. That's probably the one of all the ones that I should have went to, that was probably the...
What are the chances that the first funeral you go to, I'm also at?
Is me dying count as going to a funeral?
You counting, if you die, you know, heaven forbid, you know, a parent, I would go to that.
It's possible. I mean, look, obviously.
Most comics, if a comic died, if Mickey Coachella died, we'd go.
Yes. If Mickey died, I would go. Obviously, anyone in my close, my parents.
If Robbie died, we'd go.
Yes.
Mike Chamberlain dies, we go. Scott Apple dies, we go.
No, I don't go. He's not inviting me to his wedding. I'm not going to.
Yeah, you're right.
Tawanda says that the line to say is, my thoughts are with you and your family during this tragic time. That's pretty good.
That is good. So she probably just cut and paste that. Now I know if she ever says that, it's bullshit.
Right. If she says it to you, it's just her go-to line. Doesn't really mean it. Now, I'll keep you posted if I have a funeral coming up. You've probably been to a lot of funerals. You seem like a guy that goes to funerals, Joe.
Dude, I think I've been to 25 funerals.
25?
Yes. I've been to a ton.
People don't die around me, Joe.
I've had friends die. My friend Jamie, my friend Dow, my friend Larry, all dead.
You're a dick.
My mother died. I went to that. Yeah. I mean, I've had grandparents, both my grandparents. I'm sorry, both my mother's parents, my grandmother on my father's side. I've had young cousins die. I've been to his bunch.
Well, I only have three cousins.
They're all alive.
Yeah, they're all younger than me. Yeah. No one dies. Tawanda says I'll go to Heathcliff's funeral. The cat dies. I don't know about that. We're fighting right now. Let's take a break. We'll come back. If shit hits the fan, do you have a fall guy? Robin Joshua, be right back.
Hey, it's Justin from the Justin Scott and Spiegel Morning Show on 98 Rock. Never forget, my name goes first. I'm taking part in a new live, interactive, hilarious comedy whodunit from the minds of Rob and Joe. It's called The Last Laugh, where I'm the star, as I should be. I play multiple roles. I play a comedian, a real piece of crap, a detective who's not good at his job, a fat girl in a wheelchair, Optimus Prime, and Mr. T's mustache. Come check it out, and maybe, just maybe, you can join us on stage. It's going to be incredible. Come see it.
Next performance, September 4th at the Arlington Cinema and Draft House. Tickets on sale now. For upcoming show dates and more info, visit facebook.com/dielaughingproductions or robinjoe.com. And now back to the Robin Joe Show.
So every year, the NFL, the National Football League, they have a rookie symposium for all players drafted into the league. It's mandatory. They go to this, I don't know how many days it is, 2 or 3 days, maybe it's a weekend. And it's a good idea. The idea is that they sort of let them know, look, you're going to come into some money, you get a financial advisor, people are going to come to you with wacky business plans and investment ideas, you're going to have groupies try to have sex with you, they're trying to get knocked up, they want to make money, you know, people are going to be coming at you, and to be smart and to be wise about this and be on the lookout. Well, Chris Carter, he's a NFL Hall of Fame receiver. Now
he's also a guy with a checkered past. He had a
checkered
drug
past. A lot of times they'll get guys with checkered past, or they'll get guys that have had money, financial issues that have gone broke afterwards. You know, sort of don't be me. Well, he was up there speaking. He's works for ESPN now. He was up there with Warren Sapp, which is a bizarre choice because Warren Sapp is the poster child for what not to do. Maybe that's why he was up there. He's lost all his money, just got arrested for, like, I think beating up a prostitute or something.
Is that what he did? I thought he just solicited one. He beat up one?
Well, he solicited, and then I think he didn't want to pay what she was saying, and then I think he pushed her, and then she called the cops.
They got in a tussle.
A tussle, yeah. He didn't want to pay her probably an extra $100, so now it cost him his job at NFL Network making $300,000 a year. I mean, he's an idiot, but whatever. So Chris Carter is speaking at this last year, and Chris Borland, who's a rookie at the time and now actually retired a year into a good rookie season, because of worried about concussions. He had, they did a column on him, and I think it was Sports Illustrated, and he said, without naming names, he was at the symposium, and one of the people speaking said, this was his advice, if you get into trouble, you and your crew, you need to find who's your fall guy, who's the guy in your group that will literally go to jail for you, and then you'll straighten it out with him. And this guy's like, this is appalling. How could this be allowed? Well, this column comes out. People go on the internet. Guess where they find the video of this? Not on some wacky website or not on YouTube. On NFL.com. It's sitting up there. They had no idea.
Jeez.
Yes. So I don't know what's more appalling, the fact that that's the advice or that you would think that that would be okay to say that and to put it on the video. Put it on.
It's funny that the NFL's like, you know what? We like this.
Yeah,
let's make sure everyone sees it.
There was a reporter there who was there to cover the event, and he's has since said, since this broke, that he was wanted to write about that, and someone from the NFL told him not to.
And he's a reporter?
Well, he was there. The NFL had invited him. I guess he had a moral.
Man, I wish that they had gotten to Woodward and Bernstein before and told him not to write about it before. No, that's not the way it works.
No, but I guess he didn't want to, you know.
I'm sure Laura didn't want us to find out she hated Marcus.
Well, they could have spun it and said he overreacted and now he's lost his gig. I understand. It wasn't, if it's not that smoking of a gun, if you don't have a video.
Right.
But it is, I mean, it is good advice if you're rich and you're a bad guy to have that.
Yes, if you're in the mafia, it's good advice.
Yeah.
If you're a professional athlete,
that from an athlete,
athlete, your advice should be don't do dumb shit.
Right.
Don't do anything that you would need a fall guy for.
But the question now is, who's your fall guy? And let's just assume, and everyone at home thinking about this, let's just assume you have money, so you can say to a buddy, dude, say that those are your drugs. And you go to prison, you come out, I'll give you $1 million or whatever. I'll buy your mom a car. You know, you can compensate this person. Who would your fall guy be?
How much time are we talking about in jail?
I don't know.
For somebody to do like 10 years for you, that's a lot.
Let's say
I don't have anybody that would do that.
Let's say it's a maximum of 5 years and you could get out early, you know, with good behavior. So.
In like 3?
Yeah, 2 to 3.
Well, clearly it's going to be Chris for Steve-O.
Well, he is the perfect one because, A, he's leaving nothing behind. He has no job.
Yeah, nothing going for him, right.
Nothing going for him. He could use the money, and we could convince him that it's the right thing to do, and it would be believable that he did a crime.
You're right. I mean, I hate to be so absolute in the beginning, but that's clearly the person to do it.
Yes.
Now, I definitely have some people that could do a year for me, and, you know, for $1 million, they might want to.
I would probably do that.
That's what I'm saying. I'd give it to you. I'd throw it out there for you. I'd be like, Rob, look, it's a year. You're probably going to be raped a few times.
if you're doing a year in prison, you're not going to, you're going to easy prison.
Oh, yeah.
You're not in there with murderers. But if you're going to give me $1 million, I don't know if Tawanda would allow that, but I'd come out with $1 million, babe.
Oh, I think I'm pretty sure that Katie would have no issue.
Yeah.
Do you know what I tell my kids?
Just they're going to get a car when you get out?
I'd say somebody's giving me $1 million. Yeah. I'm going to jail.
Would you do it? You would do it for $1 million?
I can't imagine I wouldn't. For $1 million, yes.
Robbie?
Would I go to jail for $1 million? No way.
What do you mean, no way?
I wouldn't do it.
Well, why?
Because you don't have 15 reality shows on your TiVo. And
I like my freedom. I'm not going to jail. I don't even commit any crimes. I definitely am not going to jail for money.
Is it because of reality TV?
Yeah, I would miss all my TV shows.
Well, of course you admit. You don't think we'd miss things? But we're sacrificing that for $1 million.
No, I'm not doing it.
There's no number. $100 million?
I would have to be like $100 million. Yeah, I might think about it for that.
Marcus?
You're asking for trouble. Hi, Laura. $1 million for 1 year. Let me think about this.
I don't have to know what the crime is. If it's just a drug-related crime, that's it?
It's drug-related.
Yes, of course I am. Of course.
Drug crime could be a felony or a misdemeanor. If it's 1 year for a misdemeanor level, it's a lot different than the long-term ramifications of having a felony on your record.
Okay, it's a white-collar crime where people, you know, that you...
I embezzled.
Yes, you embezzled money.
All right, I'd do it for $1 million.
All right, yeah. Now, if Restivo couldn't do it, who would... What about Tim? Because you're looking for someone that has no kids.
For $1 million? I mean, I'd have to ask him if he'd do it. I mean, again, if I'd do it, I certainly would give. Here's the deal. I feel like I'm doing people a favor.
All right, stop. Let's make it $100,000.
No, you can't. He wouldn't do it for $100,000. He makes $100,000. What's that?
It'd have to be someone much younger.
It's always Restivo. It always goes back to Restivo.
It's always Restivo.
He's the one.
Restivo might do it for free just to say, look, we'll put you back on the show.
I started the negotiation at free.
We would guarantee him, and he'd be on every week. That's what we would give him. And he'd consider it.
Yeah, his one call, it could be to us.
To do the show every week. Hey, guys.
And you thought you were getting complaints about me? You want Restivo calling in once a week?
Well, I think
it's either that or go to jail. Yeah. What do you think I'm going to do?
Pick our poison there. They both sound awful, let's be honest.
Eric the Actor has a request, Joe.
Go ahead.
He says, can you please turn on your post-game show energy?
Who said that?
Eric the Actor.
That's funny. Eric Woodworth just texted me, $1 million and a year vacation for my kids. Who do I have to rob? That's a good point.
Yeah, that is true. But like, there is something like $1 million won't last you the rest of your life, and it's going to be hard to get a job afterwards. But I could probably make $1 million work for me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, also, I mean, you're not making money, but you're not spending any money for a year, obviously. But the fear is though, what if shit happens in jail, and then you do something? And then your sentence gets added on.
What am I going to do?
I don't know. Someone's stepping to you. You got to make a stand. You get into a fight. The guy falls wrong. He's dead. Now you're done.
You're kind of a dick, Joe. You might piss somebody off.
It's
well,
very
no,
possible.
I could get beat up, but I don't think I'm going to, you know, I don't think I'm going to do anything that makes my sentence longer. I could get hurt.
You have a tendency to put your foot in your mouth. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Somebody you're going to go in there and try to take over.
Someone in the office today got a bad haircut, and I couldn't help it, and I said something out loud in the office.
What did you say?
I said, let's go back to that place and throw a brick through the window.
You see, you say that you couldn't work with Tawanda because she says things, but she's never said anything as bad as, let's throw a brick through the window because your haircut's that bad. Go to the haircut.
Well, I always gauge who can, you know what I mean? Who can take it and who can't, you know what
right.
I mean?
Right.
And there's some people that I know can take it.
And that was one
there's
of
some people I know can't. The people that can't, I got to go in my office and say those things. But, you know, the people that can, you go right out and be like, what happened? Did they have that picture on the wall?
Robbie, I want to talk about you now for a second.
What's that?
You had said to us recently that you thought you felt you were lucky because Valentine's Day and your anniversary was on the same day, so you were getting you're getting out of two gifts basically.
I'm getting out of one extra gift.
You're getting out of one extra gift. But a turn of events has happened.
Yeah, last Thursday morning, my girlfriend's leaving for work and she says that today is Chinese Valentine's Day.
I never knew. I thought a Valentine's Day was just some American thing. I had no
idea. It's some greeting card holiday that somehow it made its way into the Far East.
Well, this is like several hundred year old tradition about this myth about two people who were turned into stars because they were too in love and enjoying things too much. So the gods turned them into stars, and the stars meet in the sky once a year, and that's the Valentine's Day for the.
Is it the equivalent to Valentine's Day? It's. The actual, they call it Valentine's Day.
It's the equivalent. That's a nickname, Chinese Valentine's Day. It's just,
right.
You know, but this is much, much older than our Valentine's Day.
Well, what are the traditions? What is there, some specific kind of gift?
you're supposed candies, hearts.
Yeah, you're supposed to send like love notes to the person you want to be with and things like that.
Well, how are you going to do that? Robbie's showing those like seven words. You're going to send her a pack of want.
Did you go out to eat? Did you go to a Chinese restaurant?
No, we didn't do anything. I was like, I was not prepared for this, but now I figure I got to know when Chinese Valentine's Day is.
Did she get you something?
No.
Okay. And this didn't happen last year? Or she just never mentioned
it? No, this is the first time I've heard of it.
Maybe there's a lot of holidays you don't know about.
How many holidays are do you have to celebrate because you have a Taiwanese girlfriend?
We definitely do Chinese New Year.
That makes sense.
That was a big one last year, and that's the only one I can really think of that we actually celebrated.
Yeah, I think that's an advantage of dating someone from somewhere else. You get all these extra holidays. That sounds fun to me.
No Christmas, Robbie?
There's no Chinese Christmas. Just regular Christmas.
Do they have there's no like we have like Labor Day, Memorial Day. There's no like recognizing some great war or something, or
there probably is, but we haven't celebrated anything like that as far as I know.
There has to be, yeah.
Hey, when we go to war with China, whose side is she going to be on?
the U.S. because she's from Taiwan. She's
they don't like
communist.
If we go to war with Taiwan?
Why
would we go to war with Taiwan?
I'm just saying, what happens if we do?
Just because we can.
There might be a problem if we go to war with Taiwan.
We will beat the shit out of Taiwan, by the way. We're not losing to Taiwan.
Hey, guess what? Guess who gives Taiwan all of its weapons? The U.S.
I didn't even know Taiwan had a military.
Yeah, you do have a military, actually.
Who do you think who would you be afraid of to go to a war against, Joe?
China's number one, or Soviet Union, then China, or vice versa.
China's got to be one, probably.
Well, they got like a billion people, but you know we're not doing hand. If we're going to war with China, we're pressing buttons. We're not.
Yeah,
sending people over there to do that.
Let's take out the button
with muskets.
It's all boots on the ground, hand to hand combat, and fighter jets.
Well, I mean, let's be serious. I mean, the average American can kick the shit out of the average Chinese person.
I don't know that.
Not true.
What do you mean not true, Robbie? You think they're all over there knowing karate?
Yeah, man. They know some martial arts.
Well, all right. I mean, our military knows that stuff, too.
Yeah, agree to disagree.
Okay.
But I think they have mandatory military, you know, what's it called? You have to be in the military for a certain period of time if you're a male.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They got a lot of people.
Well, let's hope we don't find out. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We talked about it. We teased it last week. Getting paid to cuddle. Rob and Josh, I'll be right back.
With summer in full swing, there's a lot of places you want to go, but the post office isn't one of them. Driving there, parking, waiting for a clerk, what a hassle. So use Stamps.com instead to buy and print real U.S. postage for any envelope or package using your own computer and printer. Right now, use the promo code RobinJoe for this special offer. A no-risk trial plus a $110 bonus offer, including a digital scale and $55 free postage. Go to Stamps.com today. Click on the microphone and type in RobinJoe. That's Stamps.com. Promo code Rob and Joe.
The Rob and Joe Show.
And now back to the Rob and Joe Show.
Mac just said in chat, noted military expert Joe Robinson.
Yeah, I knew when we started going down that road, we were just going to get shit on. apparently, this is a thing started a few years ago. People pay to cuddle with someone. And our friend, comedian Alabama, who's a regular, I don't know, house MC, if you will, at the Baltimore Comedy Factory. You spoke to him last week when you were with Ari Spears, and he is applying for this job.
This is pretty great because he went on an interview, and they said, you know what? We like this guy. How about a second interview? So he went on a second interview.
Well, just so people know, Alabama is a 300-pound black man. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, I would assume he's probably my height, and he's got a really big torso, but his legs are skinny.
He's got a good cuddling body, I think.
Oh no, he's got a great body for cuddling.
Yeah. Well, I go to the snugglebuddies.com.
you can apply. That's what it says. Requirements: must be accepting of both male and female clients. Parentheses: 99% of our clients are male. So
it says that?
Yes.
Wow.
Must be accepting of all races. Must be accepting of all ages of clients, as most are over 50. So it's mostly, it's Gramps. Gramps who's there. $40 an hour plus tips. You also are paid $15 an hour for travel. Flexible.
I can't imagine Alabama's going to be okay with cuddling with a 50-year-old man. It must be a different company.
I don't know. I mean, this is just, I Googled it. I said, Google, get paid to cuddle, and the Snuggle Buddies came up. And they've got the classic, now they have like a white guy and a black girl and a black guy. I mean, they got every color on their little page here. They're all young. They're all good-looking people. But I suppose these are the colors.
Dude,
I
wouldn't do
that.
It
seems weird to me.
I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Is it, what if it was just women?
You're going to get $55, mm-hmm. and you're going to get a tip. What are you going to get, $5? $60?
I don't know.
To drive somewhere and cuddle someone? They hand you $320s, you leave? I can't do that.
Would Katie be upset?
She wouldn't. Am I cuddling with dudes and chicks? I'm a cuddler.
Yeah.
I don't think Katie would care, but I'm not doing it.
Would you get upset if I was getting $40 an hour to cuddle with people? No, she wants that money. What if it was all?
I mean, I have a feeling that somebody who's paying. I'm sorry. What did you say?
What if it was all hot chicks, like cuddling with cheerleaders?
Hot chicks aren't paying $40 to cuddle with me.
Of course they're not.
So. I mean, I guess she, I don't think she'd be okay with that, but that's, I mean, I hate doing this with hypotheticals, but right. That would never be a concern. You know what I mean? Kate Upton can find somebody to cuddle with. She doesn't need to call Snuggle Buddies. You see what I'm saying?
Well, they have a client service contract. It says no sexual activities permitted. You have the right to leave if they try to. You remain clothed the entire time. No touching in areas covered by undergarments.
But the first time you cuddle with a 50-year-old guy and he gets a boner, you're done, right?
Of course you're done.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Am I the big spoon? If I'm the big spoon, whatever. Eric, the actor, says two things that are funny. First of all, he says, Tawanda would be happy if Rob worked anywhere.
Yes.
Tawanda and then Eric, the actor, also said, it also turns into gay sex a lot. Like, come on. Is that real?
It turns into a lot of things turn into gay sex. It's a slippery slope.
Well, it couldn't turn into gay sex. I wouldn't have gay sex.
That's what you say.
I'm pretty sure there's not going to be a 55-year-old man that's going to turn me on enough to want to bag him.
How about
when I went there just to cuddle?
Yeah. Cleanliness and adequate hygiene is required by both parties. This specifically includes showering / teeth brushed within 12 hours of the appointment. I want someone to have brushed your teeth a little more recently than 12 hours ago.
Dude, if I have the film from an entire day on me, no, that wouldn't work.
We got to get Restivo to apply for this job.
Oh, my God. What if you go
over
there?
We won't do it because he's not going to cuddle with the dude.
Do you think it would creep a girl out if you go over there and Robbie's playing his like mixtape, his love song?
Well, it's not going to creep a girl out that wants to cuddle. She's already in.
But if it's supposed to be no sex, and then you go over there and he's playing Barry White and Let's Get It On and all this stuff.
Yeah, it would be bad to play Let's Get It On.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. The biggest concern for me, if I'm cuddling a dude, let's say it paid $300 an hour. I'd do it, right? I would.
Yeah.
But if I'm cuddling a dude, my biggest issue is going to be smell. Because if you're cuddling each other, there's body heat that, you know what I mean? That happens.
Yeah.
And then you're going to sweat. And, you know, I mean, I can't imagine that some guy, lean guy, you know, I can't think of his name. What's the swimmer's name? Michael Phelps.
Michael Phelps.
He doesn't need a cuddler. Right. They're going to be doughy and hairy. You know what I mean? And that's going to be disturbing to me. I can't imagine how long I'd be able to last at that job. There'd be a lot of anxiety for me. And not because I'm homophobic, but because I don't want to put myself in uncomfortable situations.
Isn't the kind of person that would pay for this is sort of a weirdo. I mean, I get you need some contact, but don't you buy a dog if that's the case?
You know what, you're right. The person that's going to call, that's why, like, if somebody said, hey, your friends on Facebook, they want to cuddle, I'd be like, all right, well, that makes sense. You know what I mean? I know these people, blah, blah, blah. But they're not going to want to do that. If it's people that you've never heard before and they have nobody to hug, so they're going to pay you $640 just to show up and hug them, those are some weird people.
I read a column a woman had written about why her night of professional cuddling wasn't worth $325. I guess it's like a prostitute. You can get a whole night.
I wish we'd read that article before the show.
She's counting the minutes. She said the guy was in a wheelchair.
So. Oh, that's bad.
Yes. She says, I try to break away. He's asleep. And then she about to get up, and then he wakes up. He goes, you smell so good. And then he says, I can hear your heart. He's trying to grab her ass and stuff. It just sounds horrible. It sounds so uncomfortable.
Katie just said in chat, you're going to get a lot of handicaps. And then, she says, told you, because that was right before you started reading this. So, yeah, but that guy broke the rules. She gets to leave and still get paid.
Well, what's he got to lose?
I mean, what does he have to lose? I guess a second cuddling session. Yeah. By the way, why wouldn't he just hire a prostitute?
I don't know.
For $320?
I guess.
I watched that HBO sensitive. Special, Hookers on the Block. They'd be blowing a guy for a pack of cigarettes. Why are you getting a cuddler trying to bang her?
Well, I think is if you want the kind of prostitute that's going to be sensitive and cuddle with you, you're probably having to pay for the higher quality. Like a call girl. You know, that girl is going to be hot. She's going to do whatever you say. Just talk to you. She'll hold your hand.
No, you go to the girl.
But that's going to cost you $1,000 or something for a night.
No. You go to the girl and you go, how much for a blowjob? And she'll say a pack of cigarettes. And you'll go, all right, I'll give you $20 to cuddle me and do that. See what I'm saying? Although a pack of cigarettes is pretty expensive now, so.
I don't know. I think I'm getting, some street hooker's not going to have the class or the ability to, don't get upset, street hookers, to be soft and gentle. It's probably on drugs or something. Or
man, you are really, really besmirching the good name of street hookers.
Hey, I've watched that Hookers on the Point on HBO.
That's what it's called, Hookers on the Point.
Yeah, good stuff, good stuff.
By the way, the guy who does the voiceover for Hookers on the Point,
yeah,
I recognize his voice. If he just showed him, that's the guy.
Oh, it's a creepy voice.
Other than Morgan Freeman, he has the most identifiable voice that I've ever heard.
But I found it to be a creepy voice.
Well, now it is because it's associated with blowing somebody for a pack of menthols.
Well, you got to tell us if Alabama got that job.
I'll definitely let you guys know. Hey, did I tell you that I went to Six Flags this weekend?
What? Now?
Why? Yeah, I went yesterday. It's been a while since I've been. And
never.
First of all, over under on how long Six Flags in Maryland, in Largo, Maryland, is going to be open. How many more seasons?
Is this the last one?
No, I mean, I'm telling you, I had to ride a roller coaster, I just get right on. I'm passing the things like from this point, 30 minutes, from this point, 15 minutes. I'm just running by it. There's nobody there. You just get right on. There's a couple rides like the Superman roller coaster, which is a great roller coaster. You just stay on it.
Well, that sounds awesome. Tawanda's been, and she didn't have a good experience, but that was probably like 10 years ago or something. Was it a good time, Joe?
Oh, my God. Yes is the answer. It was a good time, but I'm showing my age. You know, I love roller coasters. So I get on, you know, we get on a roller coaster, and it's awesome. Then I've been there a million times. I've never been able to get on the Superman roller coaster. Either it's broken down or the kid I was with wasn't tall enough or my date wasn't tall enough, whatever. Anyway, so this time I go and I'm able to get on. It's great. But again, because I was riding these rides so quickly and I'm an old man, I started getting nauseous, a little more nauseous. Finally, I get on the Joker's Jinx. And I get off that thing, and if throwing up is a 5, I get off that thing at about a 3.
Uh-oh.
We're going to Batwing, which is a roller coaster right next, and I'm at about a 4, so I can't get on. So my son James goes on by himself, and by the time he gets off, I'm at about a 3, So we get on it, and then I'm at about a four. Yeah, I mean, at that point, it's too much. The last ride, what's that?
You couldn't handle it, Joe.
The last ride we rode were the swings, you know, where they just swing you around.
I used to love those, but now it's too tame.
And I was on that thing, and I was like, okay, enough. And I'm like, it's time to leave. So we were there for like 4 hours, and that was enough.
Well, if you can ride every ride quickly, I mean, you don't need to be there for 10 hours.
Well, that's the thing. We rode, Katie's in chat, I think we rode like 6 roller coasters.
That sounds awesome.
It was a great day. It was a great day to go. Again, I'm just concerned that it won't be around much longer, so I'd recommend going as quickly as you possibly can, yeah.
I want to go to Hershey Park. We should do that. Years ago. Go ahead.
I was going to say, well, I don't know. People always say that. It's like, why would you go to Hershey Park? I mean, it's from Crofton, where I used to live. It's 23 minutes to Six Flags. Why would you go to Hershey Park?
No, you're right, because I've always heard Six Flags was awful.
Well, it's because people are always getting stabbed and shot there or whatever. Yeah.
It's like a restaurant Mickey used to run.
And no problems. Well, they've upped the security because of that, so.
Tawana's saying no.
So. Wait a minute, hold on. You're allowed to cuddle, but you're not allowed to go to Six Flags?
Yeah, I can cuddle with some fat chick, but I can't ride the Batwing. Years ago, they had a Wild World was there. Remember, it was the water park? That was.
Yeah, you said Wild World?
Yeah.
It was Wild World, then it was Adventure World, then it was Six Flags.
Well, my dad was going to take me there. I guess it was like a Monday that was a holiday or something, because I was off school, and I don't think it was summer, because we get there and it's closed.
What?
Yeah.
Is it like the end of the first vacation?
Yeah. It was like Wally World.
When did you go there? November? Why would it be closed?
No, it was in season. That's why I said maybe it was I don't know why. I don't remember. But I remember us being shocked it was closed. I remember us being happy, thinking, oh, there's no traffic. There's no, we're going to get right on, and then realize it's closed. I don't know what they were doing. You know, it wasn't like internet where you could look up this shit. So instead, we went to the racetrack. That's what we did instead.
Was that fun?
It was fun. I think I won some money.
The thing that I remember about Wild World is they had, at one point, they had the world's largest wave pool. Do you remember that, Robbie?
Mm-hmm.
I remember getting terrified by it.
They don't have it still?
Around.
If they do, I don't know, because they used to fish like 19 kids out of that thing a year dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they'd be dragging bodies out of it. It was just like body soup. And there were so many people in it, and I can't imagine that there was even 1/19th of that amount of people there this time. They still have a water park. It's pretty good. I didn't go to it. But yeah, they would just start just dragging bodies out of there nonstop. By the way, no offense to anybody who lost someone, lost a loved one in that wave pool.
Water parks seem so dirty and white trashy.
Oh, yeah, no, they got to be so disgusting. There's not enough chlorine in the world to make that okay.
I mean, how many gallons of urine are in a pool at a water park?
Oh, I'm not exaggerating. That wave pool.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just filled with kids.
Yeah, one out of every five kids is peeing.
One out of every five? When I was that age, I peed every time I got in the pool. I mean, 100% of the time.
Yeah.
Robbie?
Pretty much.
Yeah, when I was a little kid, as soon as I got in the pool, I'm like, oh, cool, I don't have to get out to pee. Boom, pee right in your pool.
Did Tawanda used to go to that pool in my neighborhood, Rob?
What's it called?
It's the community center right there in Dale City, right around the corner from where she used to live.
Tawanda, did you go to the community center pool in Dale City back when you were living in Woodbridge? She did, yes.
Oh, yeah. She kind of, because that I would never.
Well, Robbie peed in that pool. You swam in Robbie's urine.
No, Robbie wasn't even swimming in it. He just stood over top of it and peed.
he was an adult then. He would just walk over and pee.
No, that pool's always packed with people in the summer. I would never go in there.
Yeah. Hey, there's a lot of things that are gross as a kid, now you think about. Like, remember as a kid, you'd buy cereal, you'd stick your hand in it, open it, and try to get the prize out of the bottom.
Yeah.
Now, that's disgusting to me.
Mac in chat said, less Marcus, more urine bits.
Thanks, man. Hey, they don't even give away prizes anymore in cereal, do they?
I don't know.
Is it because of the hand in there?
Maybe, because that's just horrifying to me. If I saw someone do that now, I'm never eating that cereal.
So, by the way, I should mention real quick, I got my CPAP machine.
Oh yeah, are you sleeping better?
No, I'm not. I haven't been able to successfully. Okay, so the first night that I had it, I stayed with Katie and I couldn't exhale properly. So 4:30, I gave up and I took it off. Then I tried it to put it on the other night after our fantasy football draft.
Yeah.
But then Dave came home at like 2 and was like, Joe, you up? And I went down and hung out with him to like 4 in the morning. So I didn't bother putting it on. Then I put it on again. I made it till 3:30. And then I put it on last night. I was in my chair. I call it my vomit chair. Every time I get nauseous, I sit in this chair. It's since I was at Six Flags, almost ready to throw up. Yeah. Actually, Katie calls it my vomit chair. Anyway, but I wore it until about 3:30. And
so are you sleeping and then you're waking up?
It does. I can't get comfortable with it on.
Mac apparently has one, Joe, in chat, and he said it takes a while.
Well, Dad's like, here, use these. And he handed me, instead of the mask, he handed me these two things you just shove up your nose. No chance. I tried it for 2 seconds. I said, this is not happening.
Are you taking any kind of sleep aid?
No, I'm not, but maybe that's a good idea. It's just I'll just sleep through, you know what I mean? Just sleep through it.
They have natural ones that aren't
I'm bad. Afraid I would die, though.
If that's a shitty way to die.
Because if you open your mouth while you're wearing this thing, you gasp for air.
Have you had a sexual session and then put that on yet?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say yes.
Did you incorporate that into your session?
I doubt I'll ever be able to do that. I doubt that will ever be allowed.
Some sort of role playing.
Yeah, did you like Frank in Blue Velvet?
I'm Bane.
Yeah, Bane sounds a lot better than just some old guy that Katie's banging. Who can't breathe while he sleeps. So do you have a picture that we can post on our Twitter, Facebook?
No, I'll take one tonight.
Please do. Are you going to be wearing some pajamas, a wolf shirt pajama set maybe?
Yep. Well, matter of fact, you're going to see me tonight. You're heading over right after this show.
That's right. We're going to be, I'll take a picture. Yeah, we're going to fine-tuning, trying to get this next murder mystery or show written. The very next one we're doing is the one we've been doing, The Last Laugh. And we have a new promo coming out on TMOS this week because Rob Spiewak is going to play a role in it. That'll be September 4th at the Arlington Draft House. I won't be there. I'll be at McGoobie's Joke House that weekend, September 3rd through the 5th. And if you guys remember, that's the show where I could have brought Joe Robinson to be my feature. And instead, I brought a much nicer and funnier person, Mr. J.O. Covan.
Yeah, not cool. Can I say one thing about our meeting tomorrow?
Yes.
We're meeting with the entire cast. We're just going to do a little bit like a read through where people read and we throw out ideas or whatever. And of course, I invited Robbie. Robbie's a part of this. He's doing the sound, blah, blah, blah. And Robbie says to me, I said, hey, you're going to go? I didn't think he could. It's too far away. He goes, I can't, but do you mind putting me on your laptop up there and putting me on Skype? I mean, I love Robbie, and I hear that, and I'm like, God, are you serious? But he is. But I want to do it for him because of how much he does for me. But he has, like, to him, that's nothing. That just seems normal to do that.
I knew that it might be a problem. I said, if it's not an inconvenience, I said, that's what.
Well, of course, I don't even mind inconveniencing myself. That just sounds so ridiculous.
Okay, never mind.
No, it's don't.
Gonna,
see,
it's
that's
going to be Robbie, right. Like. Hold on, say that again. Tommy, move over. I can't see you. It's just it sounds like a clusterfuck.
How long into that session would I see Justin's testicles?
Four
seconds.
I don't know if this is going to translate, but Justin Schlegel sent me a picture today that I sent to everybody where his cat was just laying in his lap with its head on his lap, and he photoshopped a blurred out penis into the cat's mouth. It's probably the funniest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I'll ask him if we can post it. If we can, we'll put it on the Rob and Joe Show page.
And we would try to get the cat on the show to give its thoughts on it. All right. I think that's a good show, folks. Probably a little too much Marcus for most of you, but we'll try better next week.
Just for two of you, too much Marcus.
Hi, Laura.
God. I know what we're talking about next week. That's the show, everybody. Anything going on this weekend, Joe, we need to talk about? Oh, hey, go to the Arlington Draft House this Thursday. You'll see my protege, Dr. Gill is going to be performing in the small room, the green room, the lounge. It's at 8 p.m. and I'll be there.
You're at JSS Uncensored on Friday.
That's true. And it's sold out, though. I don't really mean. But yes, I will be at JSS, Justin Scott and Spiegel, their Uncensored, their variety night show at the Ram's Head in Baltimore. And that's at 8 p.m., but I believe it's sold out. But, you know, Joe, you'll probably sneak your way in somehow, I'm sure.
Well, I've got put on the list, but this is going to – you're probably not going to like this. I bailed on that.
Ah, you dick.
But check out my new website. Robbie revamped it.
About time.
JoeRobinsonComedy.com. My schedule's on there if you want to come and see me.
Did you send it to Dan Ninen so he can give it his thoughts?
I did not. But yeah, no, that was the only thing I was doing this weekend with JSS Uncensored, which I'm not doing now. So now all I'm going to be doing is hanging out with girlfriend Katie this weekend.
And not sleeping. Name my fantasy football team 4th and 9.
Oh, yeah. Girlfriend Katie loved that.
It is pretty good. And my slogan is, you're probably wondering what race is this team. All right, guys. See you next week.
Later.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.